morning, everyone.
Glad to have this opportunity to present a lesson as part of our week-long gospel meeting, which is entitled Authority. So we're going to learn a little bit more or find out some things on authority that we may not have known or maybe forgot about. It's always good when we can get together and study the Word. I remember growing up going to these different gospel meetings with my mother and my brothers and sisters. In our younger days, Mom would always take us to gospel meetings. And I remember one particular story. I was probably too young at the time to remember what was being talked about or any of the scripture that was being read. But it was an older black gentleman, and he was very enthusiastic, very inspired by what he was teaching. And one of the key things that he would bring up when he quoted scripture was, I think he's from the South, maybe, I'm not sure, but he would lay a little Bible on you. That was his go-to phrase. And that's what I hope to do to each and every one of here this morning, is to lay a little Bible on you. So hopefully this will inspire us as we look at the lesson and how God reveals His authority to us. Brent kind of brought up, you know, where does our focus need to be when it comes to authority? Are we following man? Are we following God? Have we lost focus on God's authority, the one true authority that we need to be concerned with? And that's what our focus is going to be on this lesson and where it comes from. So when we lose focus, we need to try to look at what we're focusing on and I'm going to start by giving us here, spoiler alert, this is what we need to focus on here. Our Bibles, our holy Bibles. Most of us, we're very fortunate that we all have a copy that we can look to. Hopefully you brought them here today. We have them in the pews. We have access to the Bible. You can go to the dollar store now and purchase one, a copy. If you're traveling and out, I'm sure you've been in many different hotels and motels where the Gideons have placed copies of the Bible for us. So we're very fortunate in this time to have access to the Holy Bible, God's inspired Word. But what sets this book apart from any other books that we have on the shelf? Well, Bible is just another name for book. But most of them, especially the older ones you'll see, are holy Bibles. So a holy book is a book that's set apart different from any other book that you might have at home in the library or on the shelf. And what makes that holy is that it's the inspired Word of God that's recorded in this book. So that's what we're going to focus on. As we find out where authority comes from. So here again, I'm going to lay a little Bible on you. And we're going to start with 1 Corinthians. You can turn there if you'd like. In the second chapter. And we're going to focus on verses 13. Or 10 through 13. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. And as I read this, makes me, we'll go ahead and read the verse. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts and spiritual words. So, Paul poses this question, how do you know what somebody's thinking? Have you ever wondered that with maybe your friends or your boss or your significant other, your spouse, family members? It would be good, it'd be beneficial if we knew kind of what somebody's thinking. And sometimes you'll hear somebody ask, you know, what's on this person's mind? Well, here Paul says, you don't know unless they tell you, do you? You could guess what they're thinking, but unless they reveal it to you in some way, you're not going to know. Well, it's the same way with God. How do we know what he's thinking unless he reveals it to us? And here he points out, nobody's ever actually saw God, but he can still reveal his authority. He can still reveal what he's thinking, and that is through his Spirit. So we find out here the method by which God's authority is given is through that very Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. And it's through him that we understand his thoughts and his wisdom. A little bit later, we find that Paul quotes the prophet Isaiah. I find this interesting. Isaiah 40:13 says, "Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counsel has taught him?" So Paul kind of makes this point as well, that Isaiah made in the Old Testament, is who can teach, you know, God when he's supreme over all, or who can teach him anything? We know that no one on earth can actually teach God. Counsel being teacher, he's the ultimate go-to on authority, and that's something that Brent pointed out, and I hope that I'm able to teach to you as well. So, going to lay a little more Bible on him. We're going to find out here from John. And this is Jesus speaking here. Jesus being the Son of God, he is in earthly form, and he knows that he's going to be hung on the cross very soon, so he won't be with his disciples, but he says that he doesn't have time to really tell them everything that he wants to, but he comforts his disciples that he has there with him by telling them that the Holy Spirit will help guide them in all truths. So, here again, this is the Holy Spirit working through the mind of God and how he speaks to us. God can't lie, so we know that from other teachings. And it's through his Holy Spirit that he'll guide us in all these truths. Much like God or Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians 2, it's the Father's authority here in John, the 16th chapter. We find out Christ, the Son's authority, is revealed through the Holy Spirit as well. Christ being the Son of God. Says, I have much more to tell you, but now it would be too much for you to bear. When, however, the Spirit comes, who reveals the truth about God. So it's the Spirit coming to reveal these truths, and that's about God himself. He will lead you to all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but he will speak of what he hears and will tell you the things to come. He will give me glory because he will take what I saw and tell it to you. All that my Father has in mind, that is why I say the Spirit will take what I give him and tell to you. So here, and especially in the Gospels that's recorded, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's about Jesus on earth, and he's kind of the authority, but him being the Son of God, it comes from him directly, and it's once again through the Holy Spirit that we find his authority being revealed. Lay a little more Bible on us. This time, we can see in Hebrews that the Hebrew writer tells us about how in the past God spoke to the forefathers through the prophets at various, many times and in various ways. So I think some of this is going to be expounded upon in some of the other lessons as well that we have later on this week of how he related to the forefathers in the Old Testament. This would cover men like Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and some of the prophets, and how he says he related through many at different times and in many various ways. And like I said, this is going to be another lesson on how he did that in the Old Testament. We can find out in the gospel, like it comes from Jesus, you know, as he was the teacher and it's in the four gospels during his time here on earth, and then later it was taught to us by men like Peter and John and also Paul through the epistles, that even though these men were the ones presenting it, it was as God himself had given it to them. And I liked Brent's lesson again on in Acts there, where talked about Peter and John and the apostles. It's in Acts 5:29 we find that Peter and the apostles, they're being persecuted for what they're teaching, which is the Word of God, which is his authority. And they're warned against doing that because they're stirring up a lot of people in Jerusalem. And Acts 5:29 tells us that it's better to rather to serve God than man. So even back during these times, the choice was the same. Either we serve God or we serve man. And the disciples clearly state that we should serve God. And that's where all authority comes from. Lay a little more Bible on this. I think Brent touched on this one as well. This is in the Gospels of Matthew, and it's right before what's referred to as the Great Commission, and where the disciples are sent out to preach the gospel into all the world. Jesus approaches them and he says, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth." Some of the translations you might have where it says all power might be translated all authority. So Jesus, being the Son of God, being deity himself, tells the disciples that all authority has been given to him. Not only while he's here on earth, but also in heaven. So kind of covers everything as far as earthly authority and even heavenly authority. And it's through the Holy Spirit that once again that the apostles are going to go out and to spread this word that's being taught. Go ahead with another verse here. This is kind of the nuts and bolts of what God is trying to relay to us. This tells us 2 Timothy, the third chapter, verse 16. And this is Paul writing to a young preacher, Timothy. Paul knows his time's about done. But he's encouraging this young preacher, Timothy, and says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof and correction and for instruction in righteousness." And then verse 17 says that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So it's the scriptures here that's going to equip us with every good work. And that's authority that we have through God's word, through his teachings. And some of your translations here for inspiration, you might find as being literally translated as God breathed. And I like this here because, once again, this pretty much summed up my lesson as to where we find that authority. Well, it's here in the scriptures, and it's if God had breathed this, a living God, a living, breathing God that basically spoke these words to us, and it come directly from him through the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible's a collection of different works and different men that put it to pen and paper. A lot of it was quoted and written down for our benefit. But the inspired word that we have, that Paul talks about to Timothy, comes from God. God himself, as if he breathed it to him. So we should be confident in that when we read these passages from the apostles, from Jesus himself, from the Old Testament prophets, that this is God's holy word, as if he had spoken them himself. We can go on, find out that another passage I like in 1 Corinthians, a little bit before here, Paul talks about the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So basically what he's pointing out here is that even though men speak with authority sometimes and think that they're maybe smarter than others, or maybe even no more than God, Paul tells us that his foolishness is wiser than men. So anything we can come up with would be not near as wise as what God has laid out for us. And that's what he's telling the Corinthians here in kind of a poetic way, I guess you might say, that being his God's foolishness would be wiser than anything that man has. And it's revealed by the Holy Spirit once again that he points this out, that God is wiser than man, and he is the one that we should be following. Once again, we know from the other lesson before from Brent that there's only two, so we kind of have to ask ourselves as we focus in on his word, are we going to follow the things that man teaches? We know what I'm trying to teach here today, that everything we need to know is right here in the scriptures, that is actually God's word being spoken, that we don't need any extra thoughts from man, that you'll see other religious groups and churches. They will use the Bible, but they will also implement other things along with it. Or sometimes they won't even use the Bible. They'll have Bibles. They'll have them sitting in the pews in front of them, but at no time does the preacher reference scripture or quote scripture or have the people follow along and read any of that. So I don't know how you would know his authority unless you pick it up and read it. And not only during our Bible lesson, during the gospel meetings, or on Sunday mornings or on Wednesday, but we need to do this on our own throughout the week. Sometimes we follow along here while we're assembled, and then our Holy Bible, the inspired Word of God, goes back on the shelf with all the other common books that we have at home. And we need to, if we're going to know God, and if we're going to know his authority, then we need to read it for ourselves and not follow what I might be telling you or Josh or some other preacher, but through his holy word, the inspired word that's given to us. And once again, I think for us here today, we have an advantage that we have this readily available to us, that we can open up at any time and read. And I encourage everyone to do that. I do have one other verse here I would like to relate as we finish up by laying a little Bible on everyone here today, hopefully. This comes from the prophet Isaiah 40:8. And he tells us, this might be a familiar one to us, that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So we have our Bibles. We have the written word here for us. God spoke in many different ways. We found out to the other prophets in the Old Testament. Here today, as Christians, we have His holy word, the Bible, the inspired word of God. These are all His thoughts and how He has conveyed them to us. It's several thousand years of material wrapped up in one book here for us that we can read at any time. And I encourage everyone to do that. I know when we talk about people ask us, you know, what our religion is, what our beliefs are, and they find out we're Christians, and we tell them that we believe in the Bible and what it says, we kind of consider ourselves a kind of a Bible church. Maybe some of you have heard that phrase, but we go by that word. But the question is that Brent brought up earlier, are we really following the examples? Are we really following the authority that's given to us through this? Or have we lost focus on what's being actually taught? And the only way we can do that is through studying the scriptures and the word. The nice thing is Isaiah, many, many years ago, knew that even though all these things will disappear, the grass and the flowers would fade, but the word of our God is going to stand forever. And we should be thankful that we have this to rely on. The next question that you might have, and hopefully will be answered, and if not Josh's lesson, one of the other men, it's kind of an ongoing progression that we have, is this enough? Is the Bible enough evidence? Is it enough authority for us, or do we have to find that somewhere else? I'm going to let Josh and the other men kind of answer those questions. If His authority has been revealed to us through His word, and if the Bible that we have here recorded is enough to show His authority and what He wants from us.